Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and I want to share an observation with you today. I've heard many testimonies over the years, probably hundreds of them, and most of them fall in what I would call low-hanging fruit testimonies. You know, I've been mean, I said some things I shouldn't have said, I've done some stuff on my job that was wrong, just real low-hanging fruit. And 9 times out of 10, it's already obvious that they do these type of things. They just want to make it known. And they tell their testimony with all the sobbing and the crying and all of that stuff that they do, snotting and everything. But I never, ever, or let's put it this way, rarely hear a testimony about the root. You know, for those who deal with agriculture, when you prune back a tree, a fruit tree, it grows more fruit. So when they do the testimony of pruning back through the testimony, low-hanging fruit, normally what happens within a year, 6 months, maybe even next week, their testimony comes back and it's happened again and again and again. The issue is not the fruit. We have to look past the fruit and lay the axe at the root. And a lot of times when you have low-hanging fruit testimonies, the roots of that tree grow stronger and stronger to produce more fruit. And it's going to take a minute for you to recognize what that root is. You might not understand it when it's first exposed to you by the word of God. A root of bitterness, those type of things. But it's there. And the quicker, the sooner you lay the axe at the root, you'll find yourself producing less fruit to no fruit. So think about it. Your testimony right now, is it low-hanging fruit? Only to come up and have another harvest later? Or could it be that you're willing to take the chance on God and lay the axe at the root so the truth can make you free? This is Pastor Jay. Like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you on the other side. Peace.